Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Free from All Fears. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Praise the Lord. Would you turn with me this morning, please, to the 34th Psalm, Psalm 34. And if you didn't bring a Bible with you this morning, why don't you raise your hand, let our ushers get one of ours to you. Maybe you got two or three at home, but you just didn't bring one this morning. And make the effort to turn in the Scriptures to these places and look at them. One of the big problems in so many people's lives today is they do not respect the Word. The Word does not have first place in their life. That's one of the things I'm so thankful for. My spiritual father in the faith, Dr. Kenneth Hagin, instilled that in us and in thousands of students and people all over the world, that the Word is first. And you reverence the Word. You respect the Word. That's why you hear us talk so much about reading your chapter every day. And that you don't speed read it. You don't scan it. You don't read it when you're half falling asleep. When you're fresh. You pray before you read it. You go, Lord, I reverence your Word. Your Word's life to me. Your Word's health to me. Enlighten me with your Word. Quicken me with your Word. Feed me. Remind me what you've already shown me. Show me new things I haven't seen. And then read it in faith. Amen. Now you can tell volumes by how people read the Word. About them. About how they refer to the Word and the things of God. The terminology. The Word of God should be one of the most precious things in your life. In fact, the most precious. Now, I know that sounds like a big statement, but somebody said, well, I thought Jesus was supposed to be the most precious. That's what I said.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
He is the Word.
Amen.
Right?
Yes.
Made manifest in the flesh. So how many understand what I'm talking about? We reverence the Word.
Yes.
We love the Word.
Amen.
Above all. Above all. Someone said, well, I got a right to my opinions and beliefs, you know, and you got a right to yours. No, not if you're a Christian.
Amen.
Not if you're a Christian. You don't have a right to believe just anything you decide to believe. You're supposed to believe this.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Every question is supposed to be answered by this.
Yes.
Is this right? Is this wrong? What does the Word say?
Right.
Where's the Scripture for it?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And boy, this will keep you straight now. I know when I first got into the ministry, the Lord, in a time of prayer, I don't mean I heard an audible voice, but he spoke that to my heart. He said, examine everything you believe and think by my word. Everything.
Yes.
Ask yourself the question, where's the Scriptures for it? And make yourself find them. If you can't find them, don't believe it. Don't accept it. Don't stand on it. Don't build your life on it. And I'm telling you, it was eye-opening and still is, you know. But especially in the beginning, I would think of something. I think, well, I believe that. And that thought had come to me. Where's it at? I thought, well, I know it's in there. So I'd get to looking. And I couldn't find it. And I thought, well, no, I know that's in there. But it wasn't. I heard some preacher say it.
Mm-hmm.
How many understand everything that preachers say is not Bible?
That's right.
Just because a preacher says it doesn't mean it's so. I thought of one thing one time and I thought, well, yeah, I know that. Because it was something a relative of mine had said. Had told me when I was small. But it wasn't in the Bible. And if you can't find it in the Bible, don't build your life on it.
Amen.
Where's it at? Where's it at? Where's it at in the Scripture? People come up and challenge you about something. Don't make it a you versus them deal. Say, okay, where's it at in the Bible? Teach me. Help me out.
Yeah.
But don't bring your opinion.
Yes.
Right? Show me in this book.
Yes, sir.
The Word is the final authority. And thank God the Word tells us something wonderful that we've been camping on these last few weeks. In Psalm 34, that most of the world does not believe, but you and I being believers, believe it. Psalm 34, are you there? The first part says, I will bless the Lord at all times. It's a matter of your will. His praise shall occasionally. Now let me look. What's that? Oh, continually. Be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. Now, you know, praising God, one definition of it, if you look up the words, is boasting. One of the definitions of praising God is boasting. And that's what sometimes people don't understand about us. They think we're just bragging. And we are. But not on us. We're bragging on Him. Right? And you're supposed to brag on Him. That's another way of saying, look up the words. Don't take my word for it. Look up the words and you'll see to boast. It means literally to boast. One of the words that's frequently translated praise in the Psalms means to boast, literally. I'll make my boast in the Lord. I'm going to tell what the Lord has done. I'm going to brag on Him. Right?
Glory.
And you know, the Lord spoke to us specifically to give Him all the glory and give the devil none. That's why Phyllis reads these testimonies. Every service, I mean, it'd be rare to come and not hear us talk about testimonies. Why? We're bragging on the Lord. Right? He gave our children cats and motorcycles and CD players. We're going to brag on Him. Right? He healed our people from cancer. We're going to brag on Him. Right? Right? He's met our people's needs and saved their stuff from being repossessed and restored to them what they lost. We're going to brag on Him. Right? We're going to brag on Him. And if somebody don't like it, tough. Because He did it. And we're going to brag or we're going to tell it. Is that what He said? I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise. Bragging on Him. Will continually be not just in my thoughts and heart, but in my mouth. I'll be talking it. If you're talking it, somebody can hear it. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. Not in myself, not in how smart I am and what I did, not even in how I believed God. Are you with me now? But in how God came through for me. How God met me. The humble will hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt His name together. I sought the Lord, and what happened? He heard me, and then what happened? He delivered me from all my fears. So this is the series that we've begun a couple of weeks ago, and we're calling it Free from Fear. We're adjusting that a little bit. Free from all fears. Just like the verse said. Right? Free from all fears. How many think that's a good way to live? I sought the Lord. He heard me. And He delivered me from all fears. If you have any phobias, then you're not delivered from all fears. Right? Any phobias. Now, we went back and studied and saw the source of fear. We saw that before there was sin, there was no death, and there was no fear. But like Romans 5:12 says, by one man, sin entered in. And so death came by sin, and death passed upon all men for all have sinned. If there had never been any sin, there would never have been any death. If there had never been any death, there would never have been any fear. Fear, Hebrews 2 talks about that Jesus took part of flesh and blood. So that He through death might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver them who through all their lifetime, because of the fear of death, were subject to bondage. Fear of death makes you subject to bondage. And all fears our fear of death. I'm going to say, well, how could that be true, Brother Keith? Well, death is much more than physical death. Spiritual death. Spiritual death involves separation. Spiritual death involves loss. And any fear that you can think of involves a fear of losing something or a fear of being separated from something that you desire. Right? Fear of being separated from your physical life. A fear of not getting what you want. A fear of losing what you love. And all of that is fear of death. But Jesus destroyed him.
Amen.
Who had the power of death. And thereby has delivered us from the fear of death. Said out loud, I've been delivered from the fear of death. See, fear of flying, what is that? It's a fear of death. Fear of being in a close place. What is that? It's a fear of being smothered or something. Fear of being in a big crowd. Fear of being alone. Fear of foods. Fear of cats. Fear of dogs. I mean, the phobias are just endless. And all of it involves being afraid that I'm going to be separated from something I desire or that I'm going to lose something. But when you know God and you walk in the fullness of this, you're not afraid of losing anything good. You're not afraid of being separated from anything you desire. Even your own physical life. You know, Phyllis and I, in our few years, we've had a couple of situations to where it looked like you could die right now. And I'm so thankful. We were talking about the other day, a couple of things that had happened over the last 20 years. And we weren't afraid. Genuinely. I wouldn't stand up here and lie to you about it. If I was afraid, I'd tell you. I have been afraid before. But on these occasions, and it's for no other reason except we've been putting a word in us. For decades now. And this word produces faith. And this faith displaces fear. You can't be full of faith and full of fear. You get full of faith, there's no room for the fear.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Fear and Destruction, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R803C. That's R803C. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.